Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm so delighted to be here and have this conversation today. World, and it's like when life presents you lemons, make lemonade. One of the things that my mom taught me early on is that using something that you're given, even if it feels sour or awful, to make something better. And it didn't occur to me just now. Until just now, that she had a plaque on the wall that used to say, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You can always use whatever you're going through to create something greater. So we're going to dive in. And before we do, I love to hear from you. I love your ideas for shows. They actually go into a list. And then time is right, they emerge on the radio. So, I love to make the show relevant to you. And I also like to hear what's clear, what's unclear. And you can contact me at meetkathywilliams.com. Kathy with a K, Williams with an S. meetkathywilliams.com. Additionally, I have some super fun classes coming up, including Ho'oponopono, A Bridge to Freedom, and that technique is something I'll discuss today on air because it really has created tremendous freedom in my life. And so that class will be at the end of January, and you can find it at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So that's where all the upcoming stuff is, including Hawaii retreats. And I'll have some additional bar class exercise. Because I know that some of you are interested in joining, and you say, well, Kathy, it's too early a time. It's too late a time. Well, there are recordings. But also, I'm going to do a class that's a little later. So that if you're on mainland USA, after work or in your afternoon, depending on your time zone. And it's just a super fun way of moving energy. And when we're in life's challenges, which is conversation today on air, when we're in life's challenges, sometimes physical exercise is one of the best ways to get energy moving. We feel contracted, we feel frustrated, annoyed. Whatever it is, it's like moving your body moves the energy. And emotion is energy in motion, right? And it's when we make it wrong, when we resist it, when we think, oh, I shouldn't be having this emotion. I shouldn't be frustrated. I shouldn't be angry. It stagnates because we're resisting it. And as the old saying says, what we resist persists. So resisting what is doesn't allow it to flow through us. One of the things that we talk about in Access Consciousness is living in 10-second increments. So that means in this 10 seconds, I'm choosing this. Okay, I'm not choosing it forever. In this 10 seconds, I'm choosing this. And then that 10 seconds is enough. And now I'm doing it. Right? And that's one of the ways that we can handle challenging emotions, like when we're angry or frustrated. I was really angry this morning. So it's just like, I am choosing anger right now. I'm choosing it, which allows it to go from this unconscious, like I have to be this way, into a choice. Someone lied to me this morning several times, right? This is not the first time they've done it, but they lied several times this morning. And that really like brought up anger for me. And I got to be with it and be like, yeah, I know I'm choosing this, right? And how can I use this energy to create something, right? Because now my whole system is activated. So it's like, okay, when we're angry, let's say we're angry at a boss or a spouse or a child, right? Yelling at them probably isn't the best choice. Sometimes it could be. But how can I use that energy of anger to maybe get my taxes done, right? Or do a really good workout or create something? I'm so angry at the way you're behaving or, you know, you're saying I can't. Well, let me show you, right? We can use that energy to create something greater. That's been one of my questions over the past several years. Whatever comes in, it looks like it's something negative. How can I use this to create something greater? And guess what? It always does. I'm inviting the universe to show me. And I'll give you a little story about this. This isn't a huge situation, but it was a disappointing one. I was in London 2 years ago facilitating a class, and I had brought my two children. And I think it was before the class occurred. We were going on a tourist bus, a big double-decker bus that takes tourists around to all the different sites. Okay. I had a pass, and the pass is a 24-hour pass. So one afternoon, we started in the afternoon, we went around to, you know, the palace and the den and the giant Ferris wheel. So it took us around to a lot of the tourist locations, the interesting points. And since the pass is good for 24 hours, I figured, okay, cool. Here's what we'll do. Tomorrow we'll go back with our pass, we'll take the tube, like the underground, to this particular location. We'll get off and get on the bus, and we'll go around to all these points, and then end at the Science Museum, and the kids and I can spend some time there. Okay, so the next morning, we get on the tube, we go to our destination. Right, we're about to catch the tourist bus, and I dug around in my backpack, and our passes were not there, right? No double-decker bus pass. No, and we're sitting in the underground station, and like, okay, pretty sure I've looked everywhere, and they aren't here. No bus passes. So, you know, okay, universe. How can I use this to create something greater? And the other question, and this was my primary question at the time, what's the gift in this? See, if we can choose, if we can change our perspective from this is a problem to this is a gift, it changes everything. So I asked, what's the gift in this? And what now? You know, what now? So considering we were going to go to the science museum, and we were still in the underground station. We didn't need to pay again to use the underground, and we just got on a different train and went straight to the science museum. Now in London, from the underground to the science museum, and I wish I knew the name of it, but I don't, there is a long tunnel where you just walk along the tunnel that takes you to the science museum, so you don't have to go outdoors. And in that tunnel, you know, we were walking along, and there are some musicians that play in the tunnel. And there was a violinist who played so beautifully, and it was so touching that I cried. I was like, oh my goodness, this is a gift in that situation, right? I was disappointed we didn't get to go on the double-decker bus again, but look at what emerged. It's just miraculous. Miraculous. So you may know that day, or in the moment of asking, what the gift is in the situation. And there may be experiences where it takes you 3 months, 6 months, 6 years to realize the gift in a situation. The thing is, when you ask, you invite the universe to show you. Universe, show me the gift in this situation. And so what I'd like you to do right now is think of an upset you've had in your life. Think of some challenge or some frustration. And ask yourself, what's the gift in this situation? And you may know right away. It may come as you sleep on it. Okay. Universe, show me the gift in this situation. So as we go through the show today, I'm going to share a story from a client, a client's experience of someone who owed her a lot of money. And a gift that came from that situation. I'm going to share some things from my own life, some challenges. Because a lot of times when something occurs in our life that feels stressful or negative, we have a story about it. We have a story that we've painted in our head, maybe a big, hairy, purple monster with sharp fangs. And it feels scary. It feels big. It feels raw. It feels maybe sometimes even unjust. Like, why is this happening to me? Yet if we could start to erase that story, right? Erase that monster and look at the situation with fresh perspective, we can use it to uncover something in ourselves or as a stepping stone instead of a roadblock, using it as a stepping stone to create something greater. And I had a recent situation that clearly did that. And I had a big story around it, I'll tell it in a little bit after the break, oh no, this will happen and this might happen. This is, and I've noticed that when you're doing that, usually the picture you're painting in your head is actually worse than what occurs in real life. Like, we're so creative and we use our creativity against us. Oh no, this might happen. Like, let's say you have a conversation that you're not looking forward to. like a client of mine who had to fire someone. And you could see it in his body. He was all tense. She's not going to like this. You know, she might get mad at us. All the different things, right? And then it'll go this way, and then that will happen, and oh no. So he went in and he fired her. And the next week I asked her, how'd it go? How was it to fire her? And he said, well, you know, initially I was nervous. But she was so happy. See, I'm sure the story in his head did not involve her becoming happy that he was firing her, right? She was so happy. Now I have time to do real estate, and I just got my realtor's license, right? So the more important thing is to recognize that we're creating stories, that the more we ask questions and remain in curiosity and present, like show up present and respond to whatever shows up, that in the heat of the moment, we always have access to the wisdom of what to say next, right? All the pre-planned stuff is just like noise. And then when we have to act, we know what to do when it's time to do it, right? So before we go to break, I'm just going to do one clearing, and it is everything that doesn't allow you to know what you need to know when you need to know it. Will you just let go of all that prevents that? Just collapse all of those thoughts, feelings, and emotions right back to energy, because that's what they are. You know what you need to know when you need to know it. And the more you recognize that, the easier things are. Right? It's like a new magnet. I keep saying, I'm going to develop a line of magnets. I'll tell you about another one of those later in the show. Thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. We'll be back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today our conversation is about the challenging situations and using them to create something greater. And one of the important things to recognize is that often what's making a situation so challenging is our thoughts about it. Right? It's our own head that's making it such a big deal. And there are all sorts of tools to help with us, you know, like repeating, oh, interesting point of view. I have this point of view about the situation. Or as I mentioned initially, like moving our body, moving out the emotion, getting rid of that fight or flight agitation to allow us to have a new perspective. Sometimes it's getting a new perspective from a friend or a coach. You know, I work with a lot of people who what they come to me for is they have a challenge, right? They have something frustrating, whether that's their parents or their finances or their clients or someone they work with, right? And it's like getting a fresh perspective or some tools makes a real difference. So sometimes it involves talking it out with somebody. And I wanted to share a tool with you that has been really profound in my life, and I've mentioned it on the show before. It's the phrases of Ho'oponopono. Now, over the past 9 years that I've lived in Hawaii, I've worked with a lot of different shamans, kahuna, kapuna, and people who, you know, are steeped in the Hawaiian tradition, and they have different approaches to Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono essentially means to make right, to make things right. And repeating the word pono, like to make pono right, do what's right, it doubles the power of it. So pono means like to really make it right. And the thing about it is, it's about making our perspective clean or clear. Right? To like, let's say we're off course. We're like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, to correct that and to make it upright. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. And it really comes from us in the situation, us recognizing it's our perspective that makes something a problem. Us recognizing that, okay, life is, and I'm either flowing or I'm in resistance. And the faster I can get out of resistance, the faster I can have a fresh perspective and dance with what is, in a more free way. Okay. So these words, these phrases were pretty much made popular by Joe Vitale via his book. And he learned them from Dr. Ihaleakala Hulen, okay, who was, I believe he was a psychiatrist. He definitely worked in a mental hospital using these phrases to heal people, to change them and their conditions, right? And it's said that he would view their files, whatever's going on with them. Let's say they're schizophrenic, delusional. So he would say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. From the perspective of, I'm off. My perspective is off. So I love you. I love you, divine. Right? I'm sorry. My perspective is off. Please forgive me. And thank you. And he said he ultimately came to the place where he no longer used four phrases. It just became, I love you. Thank you. Okay. Because when we're in resistance of life, if you believe it's all divine, we're in resistance of the divine. So essentially we're thinking we know better than what is. We know better than the divine. And that's an error. And what's interesting, it just popped in, is if you look at the original meaning of sin, right, S-I-N, you know, that bad thing that people will go to hell for, right? I'm just so joking, but if that's your belief, you know, that then it's valid for you. Sin, the original, in Aramaic, I guess you would say, the original meaning of sin is missed the mark. So if you're an archer and you're pulling that bow, you just missed the bullseye. It doesn't mean you're bad or wrong or terrible or awful or you know, that you're not good enough, any of that. It just means you miss. So what do you do when you miss the bullseye? You just try again. It's not a big deal. Okay, so similarly, it's just like, oh, I viewed that situation in an interesting way. Okay, cool. It doesn't mean you're a terrible person. It just means, okay, let me correct my perspective. Let me view it with different eyes. And that's what Ho'oponopono has really done for me. It's like whatever situation, whatever person, right? If you think of a person who irritates you, or like me, I can think of this person who lied to me this morning several times, and view the situation. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, as I worked with this, and like I said, I've been exposed to many different versions of Ho'oponopono. Some have been like meditative experiences where you create peace between two different parties. Some have been energetic release and calling in a different energy. So there are many ways of, quote, making things right. And the traditional way was for someone to kind of mediate, like, let's say within your family, you're having challenges. Well, everyone gets together and they make things right within that, right? You talk it out. You come to some peace and resolution. And of course, these four phrases are just you with you, right? Me coming to resolution within myself. And so as I worked with them, you know, Ihaleakala Hulen suggested that if one doesn't feel right to us, like it feels off, Don't use that. It's not required. If something feels incongruous with where you are, then don't use that one. And it's totally fine. So I recognize that for me, I'm here, I'm functioning, I'm saying, I love you. It feels good. Then I go to, I'm sorry, and it just goes, meh. Right? Like, how much energetically there is attached to, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. If I'm sorry feels on to you and right and good, awesome. And if it doesn't, don't use it. So it didn't feel right to me. So I go, okay, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it started to feel a lot better. So I walked around and I was like, okay, with every situation, right? With a person who cuts me off, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. With losing my voice, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. With my child who forgets his backpack, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. You know, sort of like a mantra. And just cleaning. That's what E. Haleakala Hewlin talks about. It's like our memories are in the way. I sometimes say it like this. You know, your past experience is clouding your glasses. It's like bird poop on your glasses. You no longer see your spouse or your child as they are because you see through all those old memories you have of them, right? Oh, he's the person who forgot to give me a Valentine's or forgot our anniversary or whatever it is, right? He's the person who leaves his dirty socks on the floor. Now he might not be this week, right? But he was 2 months ago, so you think he's still that person. So we're seeing through the lens of the past, all these old memories. Now, I love you, please forgive me, thank you, or I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, starts to clean that lens. And that, incidentally, is what the practices of yoga are for as well, cleaning the lens of your perception so you can see clearly. So here I am going through my life, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. No, I'm sorry, right? And then I got to this place where I was like, huh, I really prefer I'm loving. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm loving because to me, I'm loving is an action, right? I'm loving what is. No matter what life presents, the guy who cuts me off, the woman who lies to me, whatever it is, I'm loving. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it's really, please forgive me for my error in perception as not seeing them as the divine, right? Because they are also the divine. I am the divine. They are the divine. Right? I'm loving. Please forgive me. Thank you. So here I am going about doing that. And then I was driving one day. I remember the moment. And I was like, oh, it's I'm loving. I'm forgiving. Thank you. This is really profound for me. It just hit me on such a deep level. It's like, I'm loving, and so is the greater, like all that is loving as an action and as a adjective. You know, I'm loving. Or what, is it an adjective? Is it an, whatever, adverb? I think it's an adjective. Okay. So, I'm not going into grammar today. So I'm loving. Right? All that is loving. I'm forgiving. All that is, life is forgiving, right? It's not saying, wait, 16 years ago, you cheated on this test, or you cheated on your lover, or you were a bad, you were an asshole, right? It's not saying, you know what, you really still need to make up for that. Life is not saying that. Maybe you are on some level. Maybe the person you cheated is on some level, but life is not saying that. Life is forgiving, right? And I'm forgiving. So I'm loving. I'm forgiving. Thank you. I'm releasing the past, forgiving, letting go of it. And I'm also forgiving myself to this present moment, knowing that's all I've got, right? So this became really profound for me. I'm loving. Because I'm either loving or I'm resisting. I can't have both in the same moment. I'm loving. I'm forgiving. Right? Meaning I'm also putting myself, I'm all in to this moment. Right? I'm going to show up and give it me. Right? Give myself to life in this moment. So I'm loving, I'm forgiving, thank you. And thank you, really thank you, right? We've all been told about the power of gratitude and you know, that gratitude shifts brain waves. There's research on that and all of it. And it's like, if I can really find the thank you in any moment, I can really find the thanks, the appreciation. It becomes a gift, just like we talked about earlier in the first part of the show. So Ho'oponopono became a really profound gift for peace for me. And I'm going to have a class on it, like I mentioned, A Bridge to Freedom, which is what I've found it to be. And you can find that class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. We're going to go to break, and in a moment, I'll tell a story of a client's shift from huge upset to an amazing epiphany and ultimately peace. So we'll be back in just a few. Thanks so much for listening.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I love to hear from you. I know I say this often, but it's really true. You can reach out at meetkathywilliams.com. That's also where you can find a free Money Rain exercise, and there's going to be a gift added very soon as well, another gift besides the Create Your Life exercise and Free Money Rain meditation. It will be on how to stop stopping yourself, because that is so huge for people. And there are 9 primary areas that we use to do it, right? Like other people, or I don't have enough information, or. So that'll be on those and taking a look at those and how do you move beyond those roadblocks and challenges, like we're talking about today, you know, those things that trigger us emotionally, those people who trigger us emotionally can definitely be one of those things we allow to stop ourselves. So, and before we dive back in, I just want to invite you to the Ho'oponopono class, A Bridge to Freedom. You can find out all about it at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So I said that I'm going to share this little story of a client and her journey. This happened recently. And it's really about using someone who triggers you to create something greater. Because we always can. I know we don't always see it, right? Like, how can I use this bankruptcy or this death or whatever to create something greater? Yet if we're looking for it, we're shining our flashlight of our awareness in that direction. We get more clarity. We can see more clearly. All right. So my client has a friend who owes her a lot of money, a pretty large quantity of money. And she was pissed off at this woman because essentially this woman, let's call her Jill, okay? Jill owes this money and Jill said, hey, you know what? I'll pay you $25 a month until I've got it paid off. Okay, cool. $25 is not that much, but at least it's an effort. So Jill agreed to do this, and then she didn't. She didn't follow through. And it's been a year. A year goes by, and then more months go by, and Jill still hasn't paid any of those $25. So my client starts to get really angry about this, really angry. And there's such an energy around it. And she's done healing around it. She's done all sorts of things around it. And we looked at it and I said, okay, so how is Jill like your mother? And she's like, oh my goodness. No, she said more than that. Holy, yeah. She's really like my mother. Really like my mother. Okay, cool. Right? So this is a gift because it's showing you that Jill and your mother have these same patterns, and the Access Consciousness calls them distractor implants. We have anger, rage, fury, hate, blame, shame, regret, guilt, right? But when we're looking at those, we're not actually looking. We're just looking at the tip of the iceberg. We're not actually looking at the root of the situation. Okay? So here's Jill. She's the tip of the iceberg, right? And there's this anger and blah, you know, rage. But Jill is not the root of all that stuff, right? It's all our decisions and conclusions we've made about ourselves in relation to mom. Okay? So tell me about mom. Tell me how mom is like Jill. Mom doesn't follow through. Mom lies. Mom does this and that, right? A whole list of things. Okay. Cool. I'm not like that at all, right? Okay, because the first thing we go to is, how are you like that? Okay. So, you know, I had a friend I mentioned, you know, this challenges have been up in my world a little bit. I had a friend who earlier this year I was very angry with. And I listed all the things I was angry at her for. And then I looked at him and I said, I've done every one of those things in my life. How can I be angry at her? Right? Like, it's kind of like the she who has not done it cast the first stone. Right? I have done every single one of those things. How can I be angry at her? Okay, but sometimes we can. So that in that case, we go, okay, everywhere I've been and done that, destroy it and create it, collapse it back to energy, right? Because we're angry at them because we've done it. We have not forgiven ourselves. We have not released ourselves from that. So we're projecting on them. They're bad. They're wrong. They're whatever. Okay. So even President Trump can be a, you know, if you think he's just a jerk and whatever, okay, everywhere I've done and been that in any lifetime, you may say, well, I've never done that in this lifetime. Anywhere I've done and been that in any lifetime, collapse all that back to energy. Return it to source energy, right? Or destroy it and create it, whatever tool you use. So, we found that Jill was like my client's mother. Okay, so mom lied. Mom didn't follow through. Mom, it was like this. Okay, cool. So what does that mean about you? Oh, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. Okay, cool. So can you see that that little girl made that conclusion? Mom doesn't follow through. Mom doesn't do what she says she will do. That means this about me. And then we were able to look at it as the adult. Does it really mean that? Well, no. And we did some processes to clean that up. But the cool thing is, you know, even without doing all those processes, just being able to look at a situation and being like, okay, this person is triggering me. What's the root of that? Does it remind me of a parent or a caregiver? Everywhere I've done or been that, let's collapse that back to energy. Everywhere I'm afraid I'll do or be that, collapse that back to energy. You know, so it comes back to us. And our conclusions and our experience, because that's the only thing we have control over. We do not have control over whether Jill pays. But we do have control over how we respond, how we show up. And as we clean up how we show up, we're less triggered. There's more clarity between the two of us in our energetic connection. And whether you have an ex or someone who owes you money or a family member you're upset with, like the more you clean up you in relation to that person, the clearer your energetic connection becomes, right? I remember this client, gosh, this was over a decade ago. I was working with this guy and he said to me, you know, I haven't talked to my son in 2 years. And I said, well, I have an idea. And if you would like to do this, we will. And he said, okay. It was let's get you into a relaxed state and just talk to your son as though he were here in the room. So you say, I love you. I feel really sorry for what's gone on between us. Whatever you say, right? Let it be authentic. If you're angry, just say it, right? Doesn't matter. Okay, but not, oh, my son, blah, 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 right? Like, have it be as though he's here in the room with you. So we did it. And we did that together. And then the next time he came in, which was a week later, he said, you'll never believe what happened. My son called me the next day. Remember, he hadn't talked to him for 2 years. But he was cleaning up his side of the energetic connection. Because whether you recognize it or not, people can sense you. Right? People can sense where we're in reactivity, which is ego, right? When you're loving, when you're kind, when you're caring, when you're joyful, when you're connected, when you're in the flow, you're in your being, your spirit, if you wish. When you're in fear, when you're in anger, when you're in like all of that, that's ego. That's not you, right? You're identifying with it, sure, but that's not who you are. And you know that. Right? So it's like, who are you being? And who would you prefer? It's a choice. Sometimes it doesn't feel like a choice when we're in it. And this is where this tool comes in. Okay. So I used this yesterday or this morning. This morning when I was annoyed. I'm angry. Okay. So you just state what is. I'm angry. And I'm angry because I'm choosing to be. I'm choosing angry. So I think that works for me. Is it working? Sometimes we might say, yeah, it is, actually. What would I rather choose? I'd rather choose to feel whole. I'd rather choose creativity, or I'd rather choose to be focused on this group that I'm with right now, or this, be present. When I was 22, I listened to a lot of Louise Hay, a lot. Okay. That book, that little book about like you can heal your life, not that one. The one about all the different body problems and their spiritual solutions. That was like huge in my world. And I wrote this one out because I knew it to be true. And it is, the point of power is in the present moment. So we can choose anger. It's a choice. And we can also choose whatever it is we prefer. And sometimes, you know, that shift is like, okay, I'm over here. I'd rather be on the other side of the fence over here. What do I have to do? I have to take some kind of action, and maybe it's write it all out. I'm mad at this person. I'm just going to write it all out, right? Until it's all out, and then I can crumple it up and burn it or throw it away. Okay? Sometimes that physical action is activating or exercise or whatever it is to move that energy. Okay? And it's all a question, right? Okay. What will move this energy so that I can get over here where I'd prefer to be? Okay, cool. I'm choosing anger because I'm choosing it. Right? I'm angry because I'm choosing it. I'm choosing it because I think that works for me. Is it working? What would I prefer? Okay, I'd prefer to be joyful. Okay, can I do it this moment? Like find something? What would it take to be joyful right now? No, it's not working so well. Oh, wait, if I call my friend Kate. Yeah, That'd be awesome. Or, oh, yeah, let me celebrate that new client I got. Yeah, I can be joyful this moment. Or, no, I actually need to go for a run. And as I'm on my run, I'll think of all the things to be joyful for. Right? So sometimes it's really about, like, what action is required to get me from where I am to where I want to be. And always, how can I use what is? As if what is a gift. Because guess what? It is. How can I use what is to create something even greater? And that's always available. And it's what comes from living as though everything is malleable and changeable. Because guess what? Your perspective is always malleable. In access consciousness, we use interesting point of view. I feel this way. Interesting point of view. I think this. Interesting point of view. I judge this. And over, interesting point of view. It helps us, whatever helps you recognize that your perspective is a choice. And that allows the problem to dissolve, because that a problem exists is just a point of view. What if it's a gift? Thanks so much for being here with me on Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'll be back next Thursday on IOM.FM and anytime on YouTube, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and at IOM.FM.